before and beyond all things, is the mistress of all things, and when nothing was, she was. And having no solid place that her feet might rest upon, she divided the sea from the sky, and made a dance of solitary splendour upon the crested deeps. And she was pure consciousness or energy, and therefore pure delight, and the crashing of the waves was the overflowing of her joy. And the white force of her superabundant joy grew so great that it must take shape in laughter, and her laughter was the shape of all things. For each peal of her voice became a golden fragment, broken from the whole and yet complete in itself. And she loved each fragment with all the joy of her being, and her hands knew cunning. And she stretched forth her hands and gave a shape to each fragment, and no one was like any other. And she parted the vasty waters that there might be a place to set them down, and she laughed. And each fragment was filled with her delight, and therefore was living. And some grew in the deep earth, and were plants and trees. Some ran about the ground, or flew above it. And those first made that had no place to be set down became the fishes and the creatures of the sea. And everything was golden. And she laughed. And at the edges where the waters had been parted, they lay still and shallow, and there she cast her gaze. And she saw an image of herself, all suffused in the light of love and energy, and she laughed. And as she laughed, the image rose up from the water and stood before her, and this was the first of her daughters. And she was filled with love for her, and therefore was the first creature of spirit. And she knew cunning, and she ran about the earth with love of all things, giving a name to everything and creature, each in the order that she had shaped them. And the mistress of all things was filled with delight, and ran laughing through the forests of the earth. And every peal of her voice became the image of a golden fragment of her spirit, and the trees and rivers were filled with nymphs and every kind of sprite, and all were her daughters. And her love for each was inexhaustible, for each was a reflection of some boundless fragment of her unbounded spirit. And all their multitude did not exhaust the number of the fragments of her spirit, and to each was given the governance of some earthly thing. But one there was that had not been shaped by her, and that was not her daughter, nor a creature of spirit, but this was the space between the fragments and the nothingness that had been before things were. It had not energy nor delight, but only weight. It had not shape, but could only coil and uncoil itself about the things that were. It was the snake, and was not golden, but black. The snake hated all the things that had become, and hated the separation of the waters and the sky. It hated light and energy, desiring all to be darkness and nothingness. And when the world had lived a time in joy, though what that time was none can say, for then were neither days nor nights nor moon to tell the month, the snake came to the first of the daughters of the mistress of all things, and coiled about her feet and spoke to her. First of the daughters of creation, you have lived a time that cannot be counted, and have run for all that time in the footsteps of the mother, and have never taken rest among the things that are. Only embrace me, and you shall have rest. A long time she listened to the words of the snake, She did not know what rest might be, but knew that it was not of her. And yet so enticingly did the snake speak of the sweetness of rest, surpassing all delight, that at last she threw herself down and embraced it. And because she was suffused with the delight of the mistress of all things, the snake immediately took on shape, and its shape was like to hers, but its body was filled with weight and was barren, for being not a creature of spirit, it had not the power of creation. And at once she was turned from the light of the mother to the light of the things that are, and she became tired with all the outpouring of her energy, for her energy was no longer boundless. And she desired to rest, but could not rest. And she spoke to the snake, saying, "Snake, what must I do now?" And the snake said, "First daughter of creation, you must go to the mistress of all things, and ask her to make the world dark, that you may rest." And so she asked that of her, and she darkened the world for a period, that her daughter might rest. And this was the first night. But when the darkness came, the snake called to the waters and said, "Waters, it is dark once more as it was in the beginning, and now you may come together, and all will be nothingness again." And the waters heard it and began to flood the earth, and many were the creatures destroyed in that flood. But the mistress of all things saw this, and descended to the earth, placing her heel upon the head of the snake and bruising it. And she flung the waters into the air, that they might fall harmlessly to the earth in small drops. And this was the first rain. And as the rain fell, the light came again, and a rainbow appeared in the sky, shedding its light upon all things. And whereas all things had been golden, now they took on every hue and colour, and the world was beautiful, but it was not so beautiful as it had formerly been. And she set her seven powers in the firmament, giving one to rule each colour of the earth. And she said to her daughter, "What you have done may not be undone, for you have acted with my spirit, and henceforth shall time be divided into day and night, that you may rest. But I shall keep watch in the heavens by night, and there shall be silver light, that there may never be complete darkness. By this shall I govern the movements of the waters, that the earth may never again be flooded. The golden light of day will bring all goodness, but it will be too bright for your eyes. The silver light of night, that may you look upon. The snake shall keep the form that you have given it, and you shall be set in governance over it. But remember that it will ever attempt to beguile and destroy you, as it has this night. I shall not live as close to you as before, but still I shall pour blessings upon you, and you may give me gifts. Not in every moment as before, for you have learned to tire, but my light shall give you signs in this matter." And the mistress of all things withdrew herself into the sky, until she seemed but a slender crescent of light. And the first daughter of creation fell to her knees and wept. And these were the first tears shed upon the whole of the earth.